Democrat Representative Henry Queller's primary challenger receives endorsement from far left. By Jacob Bliss on December 7, 2021. Despite Democrat Representative Henry Queller's DTX attempts to please the far left side of his party by voting to support the House Democrats' reconciliation package, his House colleague and leftist organization endorsed his Democrat primary challenger. Jessica Cisneros is a Democrat trying to take out Queller in the Democrat primary next year. Last year she ran against him in the primary as well but failed to unseat Queller after only receiving 48.2% of the vote. Far-left Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, who was endorsed by so-called squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, last year when he successfully unseated longtime incumbent Representative Elliot Engel, DNY, endorsed Cisneros on Monday in an attempt to elect more radical members to the House. "I'm so proud to endorse my sister, Cisneros, in TX28. At a time when reproductive justice might take a 50-year lapse, immigration continues to be a human rights crisis, and our planet's well-being declines. We need fighters like her in Congress," he wrote on social media. Additionally, Emily's List, a left-wing political group that backs Democrat woman candidates, announced on Tuesday they would be backing Cisneros for the second time. The group supported her in the 2020 Democrat primary and got within 4%. The Emily's List endorsement will give her a significant financial boost. Express News wrote that the organization spent over $1.2 million on her in the election. The money was spent on ads that were created against the incumbent. LaFonza Butler, the president of Emily's List, said Cisneros has proven that she has what it takes to bring real change and opportunity to families in her community. While the far left appears to oppose Queller, he has been a close ally on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He has voted with the Speaker 98% of the time in the most recent Congress. That includes the House Democrats' $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which President Biden signed into law, and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, also known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. Meanwhile, Queller voted for the reconciliation package, which ultimately did not ban taxpayer-funded abortion, as would the Hyde Amendment and Helms Amendment, which are measures that prohibit taxpayer funding of elective abortion in domestic and foreign health programs. The bill also would grant amnesty to over 6 million illegal immigrants, according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.